In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thing is, that is just the fact that I just got out of Pittsburgh. I don't feel like packing up, moving again. I'm like, bro, I'm 13 years in. Like, I done did it. Now, they would have caught me about 28, 29. I might, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a top organization, man. Yeah. They got a lot of great things going. They be winning. They go to the playoff. They got a franchise quarterback. So it wasn't a bad fit. They just caught me at a bad time. I told him, you know, I talked to him. It was just like a neutral talk. But, hey, man, I'm 34, man. I know y'all be watching tape, but I'm trying to relax with my family and kids. I ain't feel like packing up, moving.
Darius Slay. Thanks, I'll pass. Slay says to the Bills. Would he have said that to the Eagles? Maybe he had a place there, so he wouldn't have technically
moved. Yeah, maybe it wouldn't have been. He was just there last year, so maybe it wouldn't have been as big a deal.
Watch any of the World Cup draw. I heard it was long.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I saw one highlight that I don't. I'm going to stick with no. Sorry, that was a lot more confusing than it needed to be. I saw one highlight.
Ignored it.
I ignored
with
it
with a purpose.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was doing other stuff.
What time was the World Cup draw?
That's part of the problem. I thought it was at 11:30 in the morning. And that was not a good time for me. And then around 1 or 1:30, I started seeing evidence that it was going on. And I just thought, I thought it was at 11:30.
There are 12 groups?
Sure,
seems like a lot.
If you say so. Yeah.
We have Group L. I need to catch up on the World Cup.
Yeah.
I missed today. I like a draw. I'll watch a draw. But this one escaped me.
I have watched draws.
The first thing I heard about it was that it wasn't it wasn't fun. So I just,
right.
Well, I guess I'm out. With us now, maybe he watched it, Sam Panayotovich, host of Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, weekday mornings on the Odyssey app and the Bet MGM network, also the Bet 1520. Although Sam, sadly, for my sake and maybe also Bulldogs, was not on today. Got the heads up last night. I will not be there tomorrow. I like Chris Mack. I've been on with him a few times, but it's not the same without Sam. So what was your reason for being absent, if I may ask?
Oh, that's personal, Mike. I would never tell you why I called off work.
No. Okay. On the air. Okay. Well, nonetheless, you weren't there. But I'm sure you're still completely up to speed here on a big weekend in college and pro football, right?
I have to admit something. I know we're in the trust tree and nobody's listening right now, so like this won't be that bad. I keep betting the Bills to win the Super Bowl. I can't stop.
Yes. Right. You. I'm not even sure it's doubling down. Is it tripling or quadrupling down on this? Well.
No, you go, Sam. I mean, the odds have gotten better the last little while, haven't they? Probably.
Yeah, I bet some 12-1 on Monday, and then I bet some 10-1 on Tuesday, and then I even, like a local guy, didn't give me a good price, but he let me bet like a decent amount. So I bet that at like 9-1, if the Bills actually pull this off, I'll win, geez, it's got to be about $40,000 now.
I told Sam
Tasty
that he has moved into the top five people I'm rooting for them for. he's passed a couple. He's right. Passed all my cousins, my parents. not yet my sisters or my wife or my father-in-law. That's the top five. Those me, four yeah. people and Sam.
For me, Sam, I might slot you. I might slot you just right under my dad. My dad's 92. I'd really like this to happen at some point soon here because, you know. But you're right in there after him.
Awesome. Longtime Bills guy, Sammy P, noted.
Well, Sam, let's hear. I think maybe Bulldog could use it. Maybe a lot of our listeners could use it. It's interesting to me that they've had some lopsided wins, including last week in Pittsburgh. I mean, how many times we've lived our whole lives with this team? Have they ever won a game like that in Pittsburgh? Maybe none. Like, just completely dominant. But I think they're still a hard sell for a lot of these fans because they don't get the ball downfield and they've had lots of injuries. So how would you allocate your confidence in them from what they are and then also what the rest of the AFC is?
It's a very good question. I think my confidence doesn't stem from this bullish confidence on Buffalo. It's more of a lack of confidence in everybody else. And I mean, I've told you guys for a month now, Kansas City's not making the playoffs. Like, I wholeheartedly believe that. And if you could get them out of the way, who do you like against Buffalo in the playoffs? Like, I don't have an answer for you. So it's, you know, and bookmakers keep telling me the same thing. It's wide open. The AFC is wide open. Well, if it's so wide open, give me one of the best teams and give me Josh Allen, and I'll take my chances. But I really think it's a lack of a dominant team. And, you know, look, if Kansas City gets in and squeaks to the seventh seed, I'm going to be terrified if the Bills play Kansas City like everybody is in Buffalo. But if you do the math and you look at Kansas City's schedule, like if they lose this game Sunday night, it's over. Curtains. And I don't think they're good enough to rip off a bunch of wins in a row because this team is just not able to run the ball. They have no pass rush, guys. Kansas City cannot get to the quarterback. So I guess the long-winded answer is I believe in Buffalo because I don't believe in anybody else, and I get Josh Allen.
Right. Recognizing that, you know, you have to earn respect in the betting market and just from fans with, you know, opinions. Do you think we're disrespecting the top of the conference, Denver and New England?
Yeah, but we also have never seen Bo Nix or Drake May win playoff games. So I think it's fair. You know, it's happening in the NFC, too. I'm a Chicago kid. I don't respect the Bears. I mean, I think it's a great story, and Ben Johnson looks to be a really good young coach. But then you look up, the Bears are a 7-point favorite at Green Bay, and the Bears are 35-1 to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, the books are saying Denver, New England, Chicago, just not good enough or deep enough or experienced enough to win multiple playoff games. And, you know, I don't have to tell you guys, it's nice to win games in October and November and December, but you got to win games in January. And for young quarterbacks, that's not always easy, guys.
7-point underdog in Green Bay, the Bears. That is a 425 game. That's the game that was flipped with ours.
Right.
This game was originally late and then moved to 1 o'clock, and that game went the other way. With Sam Panayotovich. Sam, so, I mean, I don't know if the Bills are value. You're just loading up on them. You don't like Chicago as a bet. Who do you like? Where is their value in either conference for a futures bet?
Man, I'm so late to this one. And Ostrowski and I talked about it when it was 60-1 in, like, early October, Seattle. I mean, Seattle to me is one of the most complete teams in the league. And, you know, Darnold's just been a different guy since he had that little short – pocket with Kyle Shanahan, because, you know, Darnold goes from New York to Carolina to San Francisco, and, you know, he got to work under Shanahan, and then he goes to Minnesota and works under O'Connell. He's just a different quarterback now. But, you know, the price, it's not great, Mike. They're 10-1 to win the Super Bowl now, and they're 5-1 to win the NFC. You know, they were 30-1 to win the conference and 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. So I don't feel like this is a Stephen A. Smith scorching hot take, but you know, in this NFC, I think it's one of those teams out west, you know, L.A. or Seattle. And you know what's even crazier? When I was on the show in the summer, I think it was Bulldog and Sal. I had Buffalo over San Fran. Guys, if San Fran had any warm bodies on defense, we'd be talking about them to be a Super Bowl team. Like, they just keep winning despite Bosa, Warner, Gross Matos, the rookie from Georgia, Mikel Williams. Like,
yeah,
like
all these guys are hurt. He hasn't been there all year, right? Yeah.
They keep winning, though. They keep winning. If they were healthy on defense, they would be a legit Super Bowl contender.
Doesn't Darnold last year, like, the flame out in week 18 and then in the playoffs give you some pause about Seattle?
Oh, 100%. But, again, like, if you ask somebody in Vegas who makes odds or books bets and you ask them to rank the top 10 teams, they'll tell you that the number one team, which most people would say the Rams, the number one team and the number 10 team, New England right now, the gap is like 2 points on a neutral. So that speaks to the wide openness, if you will, in this league. I mean, here's a question. Who's winning the Super Bowl? I don't know. Like, obviously, I've bet Buffalo, and I've already buttered my bread that way, but I think it's never been more difficult to pick a Super Bowl winner in the month of December in years.
What did you think last night, both of you? So I was worried about Dallas. Like, I'm watching – I picked Dallas. I didn't bet him, but I was hoping for Dallas. Prescott MVP – more interest.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thing playoff race if they win. And the game gets going. And even though they were in it, I'm like, you know what I just thought of? Dallas never wins this game. Prescott. Dallas, they never win this game. What was I thinking? How did I not think of that?
I thought when it started, it looked to me like Detroit could not block Dallas, protect Goff, like, especially in the middle. I thought, like, wow, Dallas is going to eat here. Like, they're killing these guys up front.
But that went both ways.
Right, and then it went away. Like, Detroit, they fixed whatever that was schematically, or their guys just started winning. I don't know. But, man, I thought Dallas looked unblockable. Detroit, sure, Hutchinson. I that was the biggest swing in the game. When it started, I thought Detroit was really in trouble, but they stabilized quickly.
So that's it for Dallas now, Sam?
They're 120-1 to win the Super Bowl. The books are saying that's it. They're 8-1 to make the playoffs. I'm not betting it. Are you?
No, I saw 9% last night. What would have to happen? Both conferences, the wild card traffic is pretty thick. You'd have to have Philadelphia just completely nosedive here at this point. Sam, how about Championship Saturday in college football? What's your favorite?
So I like Indiana. Understand wise guys did bet a lot of the better numbers. They bet 6, 5.5, 5, and now 4.5 at a couple books in Vegas. I do like the Indiana side. I think their offense can actually – they can challenge Ohio State vertically and horizontally. And as good as that defense has been, Ohio State hasn't really played a good offense all year. And Indiana has a Heisman-caliber quarterback in Mendoza. They can run the ball. They went into Oregon and whooped. I mean, it's a good football team. So I do like Indiana. But if you want to get weird with me, guys, Mercer is playing South Dakota tomorrow in the FCS. Oh, buddy. Oh, don't you know? Mercer is a 5.5-point favorite, and they're going to win by 2 touchdowns tomorrow.
Your guest, was this yesterday? Was this the minute I heard yesterday? Shea and Irving was like Montana State, Mercer. You had Mercer. There was one more.
And He had North Dakota State, I think,
right.
against Illinois State.
That's it. We're parlaying those four picks. Mercer, North Great. Dakota State, Montana, and Montana State. Is this something I can do
I am taking
in New York?
Notes.
Any of those teams, New York teams, the Montana teams, are those New York? Is this allowed?
I think you're clear.
All right.
Did you just ask if Montana was in New York?
Well, I thought Montana State might have been in New York. It's a big state. But I guess no. Bulldog is shaking his head no. And maybe he's shaking his head for more than one reason. No, that's good. Mercer is in Georgia, I believe. I know the hard ones more than I know the easy ones.
The ones with the state's name in the name of the school?
Yeah, those are tricky. Those tend to trip me up.
Yeah.
North Dakota State is North Dakota. All right. Sam, any questions for us?
I'm just perplexed by this. Is Montana in New York? I'm so rattled
I'm
right now.
Kidding.
I don't know what to do.
I was just kidding.
You haven't been working.
It was
with
a joke.
You haven't been working with us long enough, Sam.
It was a joke.
It
I love my maps.
It happens all the time.
I love my maps. No, yeah. Sorry to confuse you. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next Friday.
All right, guys. Always fun. See ya.
Sam Paniadovich, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon on the BetMGM Network and the Bet 1520, also the Odyssey app. He really didn't know that I knew that. Okay, well, I guess I deserve that.
He did take the day off of work today.
I guess I deserve it.
Throw that out there.
There's three, I believe it's only three, but three Division I or FCS football teams in New York State that are not going to show up on your app. Syracuse, Buffalo, and Army. I think that's the whole list.
Okay.
But a lot of things have changed in college sports, so maybe that's old news. Maybe there's some new school. For instance. Maybe there's some new school that I should know about. We're going to talk to Theo Greminger in about half an hour or a little less, get some fantasy intel for Week 14. There's a lot. Odunze out. London out.
Ooh, that's official.
Yes.
Odunze out. Wow.
Harrison out again. Murray out for the year. They're not even bringing him back.
You could see that coming a mile away.
Daniels in
right.
for Washington.
That's kind of a surprise to me. Anyway.
So there's a lot of stuff there. You can reach us at 803-0550. We're at Mitchell's Tavern. Might be easier to reach us here on Sheridan. No, that wouldn't be easier.
You can still call. A couple of good spots just opened up. Come on down.
Right.
Get some beef, get some beer.
We have the Sabres tonight in Winnipeg, pregame at 6. Sal Capaccio will join us at 5 for the drive at 5. We'll do picks after that. Sorry to bounce around on you there. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Friday. This is WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.